You're listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel with Chris Earle. I've been doing this quite some time now. I decided to add a little segment for the year. We'll see how long it goes. It's called Paul's Calls. It's basically voicemails from my father calling in and telling me about his day or giving me a hard time about something or just offering wisdom or wit. Oh, my goodness. Jeez. Okay. All right. I'm just looking at something here and I'm like, oh, my goodness, she's calling me now as I play her messages. A woman named Anna Lucia, or Anna Vincenzo, that's what her name is, Anna Vincenzo, has been calling from the great state of Connecticut for me the past few weeks. And I haven't linked up with her, and I haven't had the heart to call her and tell her, no, I'm not Bob. These are messages that I've received from a woman named Anna over the past few weeks asking for a massage. I almost want to call up and say, hey, it's Bob. When are we having this massage? Anyway, here's the first of four messages I will be playing for you today in consideration of it's Women's March Day here on Time Travel. So I'm going to play Anna's calls instead of Paul's calls today. Paul's calls will be back next week. Here's Anna's first call to me, made on January 11th, 2017.
Hi, Bob. This is Anna Vincenzo. You remember me from West Hartford. I used to come to you in Mink. So if you want to give me a call, I'd like to know if you can do massage at home. So give me a call. My number is 860-521-3385. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So I was like, all right, so she's never going to call back. That's kind of funny. She came to me in Mink. I used to come to her in Mink and give him a massage. So I'm like, what's going on there? And over the weeks, I got another one from her. So 4 days later, on January 15th, 2017, she leaves me this message.
Hi, Bob. This is Anna Vincenzo. Remember me from West Hartford? I used to come to Mink, and I used to come to you. Please give me a call, okay? My number is 860-521-385. Thank you.
I'm like, all right, so maybe she just has the wrong number. She's got it written down. My guess is her friend Mink gave her this number. Gave her my number, and she wrote it down. So she put the pen and paper, or the pencil and pencil. She probably uses a pencil with an eraser on it and put it on a little thing and decided to call me and thinks I'm Bob. And I'm like, I don't have the heart to call her. I don't have the time to call her. Maybe she'll go away. But no, this week on Monday, she leaves me a third message. Here it is. It's Anna Vincenzo.
Hey, Bob. This is Anna Vincenzo. I've been trying to get you. I hope you this address, because Minka gave me this number. So please call me. My number is 860-521-3685. I'm Anna Vincenzo. You know me. Okay? Bye.
You know me. That's what I love. It's like crazy. All right. Crazy, aggressive old woman. You know me. Call me. Massages with Minky. Me and Minky want massages. All right, and here's the phone call that I received today from Anna Vincenzo.
Hi, Bob. This is Anna Vincenzo. Would you give me a call? I've been trying to reach you for over 10 months. My number is 860-521-3685. Thank you.
Oh, my. Well, does somebody, if any of the listeners would like to call Anna, sweet Anna, and just let her know, I won't be calling her back. And people, oh, you're mean. You're not calling. I'm not wasting any of my time. But I figure, it's entertaining. Well, maybe I will. Maybe I'll call her. If I get two more messages over the next couple weeks, maybe we'll start a relationship here on Time Travel, and we'll get poor Anna Anna Vincenzo hooked up with Bob and Minky again for a massage. How's that sound?
Yeah, Hi, Bob. This is Anna Vincenzo. Would you give me a call? I've been trying to reach you for over 2 months. My number is 860-521-3685. Thank you.
Hey. Hey. Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. Does anybody know a good masseuse for poor Anna Vincenzo who wants to go out to West Hartford, wherever she said she was from? Anyway, Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you till 7 p.m. Paul's Calls will be back next week. Poor Anna Vincenzo. I promise everyone, I promise my listeners, I will pick up, not the next time she calls, because I want one more voicemail. But the time after. 5 times is a charm. And then I will let the poor lady know that she does indeed have the wrong number. Because she's been waiting 2 months for this massage. This guy must have been amazing. Especially and did house calls, too. I'm almost thinking, hey, I'm going to call her up and be like, hey, Anna Vincenzo, it's a Bob here. Yeah, $300 for a foot rub for a 95-year-old woman. Why not? I don't mind. $300. She gets something. I get something. Time Travelers get something. We're all happy. All right. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. It's the all-woman show. How about some Shirley Temple? Well, she a woman? Well, she's a girl. Yeah, we want women right now. I want a woman. I want somebody strong and aggressive that belts out of tune. Oh, here's one. It's Tina Tuna here on Time Travel. Say that 10 times fast. Tina Tuna Time Travel. 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 Tina Tuna!
Prisoner of your love. Entangled in your web. Hot whispers in the night. I'm captured by your spell. Captured. Oh, yes, I'm touched by this show. Emotion? Should I be fractured by your lack of devotion?
I don't have the time for your overload. You all know the most fantastic lady of the now sound, the inimitable Miss Mama Cass.
Nobody can tell you there's only one song we're singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like. Just to do your thing.
Fun. That's Mama Cass right there. Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy Davis Jr., Mr. Bojangles himself, the candy man, introducing her there. I love Sammy. I miss that whole Rat Pack there. Sammy was probably my favorite. He had the Dean Martin and the Frank Sinatra and Joey Bishop and all them. What did Joey Bishop do? He just kind of showed up. I think he'd sing a song or he was in like all the movies, but he didn't do much. Like he wasn't that talented. Anyway, it's all Women's Day, so we won't talk about the Rat Pack. We'll talk about Mama Cass. She was awesome. And I don't think she died eating a ham sandwich, as previously reported. It's one of those urban myths. Yeah. She died young, though. She died in her 30s. What happened? Let's see. I'll look it up for you. Let's see. What happened to Mama Cass? Her later work. Oh, she had substance abuse, of course. What singer doesn't? So urban legend said she choked on a ham sandwich. The story spread after the discovery of her body, based on speculation and the initial media coverage. The autopsy hadn't been performed, but police told the reporters that a partially eaten sandwich was found in a room, and it may have been to blame. The examination found that Elliot had died of heart failure and no food was found in her windpipe. Yet the false story has persisted for decades and decades. So, just so you know, Mama Cass died of heart failure, not a ham sandwich. We like to educate as well as entertain here on Time Travel. It's WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Got about 45 minutes left in the program. It is Time Travel with Chris Earle. here with you until 7 p.m. And then Derek and Lisa come and yell at each other, and then they agree on all fronts. It's the big picture coming up at 7 p.m. I give them like nice props every week, and they don't say a damn thing about it. Occasionally, they'll say something nice. They'll be like, hey, Chris was wearing a nice shirt today or something like that. But that's about it. Like beforehand, I'm like, oh, your show's amazing, and you got to stick around and listen to it and blah, blah, blah. And not one thing about time travel. I tell Derek Gary last week, I'm like, Derek, if I die in the float tank in Somerville Square, I'm going to give you my entire comic book collection. No response. I could have died at Float in Somerville last week. You never know. Well, I'm still waiting for his text. Well, I'm sure he'll be here in like 10 minutes to like talk all through the last part of my show, as he usually does every week. But anyway, time travel's here with you until 7 p.m. And then I'm going to go out and get myself some soup because I cracked a tooth last night. The crown just kind of fell out. I made myself a nice sundae. It was Tuesday, but I made myself a sundae. And I had a little fudge ripple and some Breyers fudge ripple. And I put in some strawberries and pineapples. And I took a Hershey bar out of the freezer. And I put that down. And I had a crown, my very first crown in December. And I bit down on it flat. And the tooth came off. I'm like, that doesn't belong in the ice cream. That don't belong in my little banana split minus the bananas. And then I saw the tooth, and then my immediate thought was it's lying there, and the strawberries and the goop, the fudge and the strawberries and the pineapples. And my immediate thought was, I had bananas. Why didn't I put the bananas in the banana split? And if I had put the bananas in, maybe I wouldn't have put that chocolate bar in there because it cracked my tooth and it fell out. So I took a little Polydent. Which is what the dentist gave me back in December in case I had trouble with my temporary crown that they give you. They give you like this temporary crown made out of like plastic, and you put that in for a couple weeks before they get the real porcelain one that they send away for in the mail with the cereal box stamps. But anyway, so I get that. I take out the Polydent. I put it in. I feel like I'm like 70 and, you know, I'm 45. You know, I should be dealing with this crap. So anyway, emergency dental appointment tomorrow. I'll be having some soup tonight. That's a long way for me to tell you that I'm having soup tonight for dinner. And honestly, I know most of you don't care, but I share personal things. And I shouldn't. I shouldn't share them because people are going to go out of the way and be like, oh, I heard that nice shirt. Really funny. Really funny. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's problems. All right, what else do I got to tell? Oh, I went and saw The Preacher. That was pretty good. Check it out. And I saw, what have I seen so far for movies this year? The Oscars were reported. So I'm going to do my Oscars thing this year. I usually play all the music from the Oscars, but that's in a couple of weeks. So let's continue playing all this great music from women singers and performers and writers. Let's have a celebration. Nobody's interested in my stupid old teeth. Except me. I'm not even interested in them. I was just like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to go to bed. The hell with it. I have dental care. I'll call it in tomorrow. Here's Moulin Rouge. Christina Aguilera and Little Kim. Maya and Pink singing Lady Marmalade from like 1999. This is pretty awesome. It's a good tune. It's a good movie. Let's listen to that. Let's enjoy it. Enough of my yakking about bringing the show to a complete halt.
Where's all my soul sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister. Oh.
Yeah. Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. We independent women, some mistake us for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like a car. High heel shoes, getting love from the Jews, four badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge.
Hey, sisters, soul sisters, better get that dough, sisters.
We drink wine with diamonds in a glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You wanna enche, enche, ay, ay.
Come on,
mocha chocolata.
What?
Rio Lady Mamu.
One more time, come on.
To be afraid. was waiting for you.
I like that. Of course, it is a John Lennon pen song, and eventually the Beatles did that on Anthology 2, which goes back about 20 years now to like 1994 or 5, around there. But that is Regina Spektor doing Real Love on the piano there. And she's got an interesting voice there. It's pleasant, and then all of a sudden it's very foreign. I'm like, what? Where is she from? But it's good. I think it's time for some Linda Ronstadt, I think. Yeah, got about a half an hour left. It's 855-915 WMFO. I'm not giving that out again because I don't have any time for your requests. I'm going to play what I like the last half hour. And it's all women, and it's songs I love, including this one. Well, I haven't heard this one in a long time, but I think I like it. Yeah, it's Linda Ronstadt with You're No Good here on Time Travel. You're rotten. You're rotten, kid. Rotten. Rotten.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better because I'm over you. I learned my lesson and left a scar. Now I see
how you really are. You're no good. You're no good. You're no good. Baby, you're no good.
Ismail Dazim, everybody.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
Let it go, 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 let it go.
Did IQs just drop sharply while I was away?
That's not very nice. It's time travel. Here with you till 7 p.m. This became an anthem over the years. It's Four Non-Blondes, of course. With What's Up? Hey, what's up there, kid? They were fun. But they had this, and I think they had what, Spaceman, and that was pretty much it for them, and I wish them the best.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head, and I am feeling
time to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
It's fun. It's fun.
Cigarettes in an ashtray. My love and I in a small cafe. Then a stranger came along, and everything went wrong. Now there's three cigarettes in the ashtray. I watched her take him from me, and his love is no longer my own. Now they are gone, and watch one cigarette burn away. I watched her take him from me.
is Olivia Newton-John. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to Freeform Station WMFO Medford.
Down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well. traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they'd throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Their money down. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
You've been listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, only on WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital.
Stick around. Big Picture is coming up next. See you next week, time travelers.
Just put your paws up.
I'm going to leave you here with Lady Gaga.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H, I am. Just be a queen, whether you're broke or evergreen. You're black, white, beige, Chola, descent. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, but leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this
no
way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola, or Orient, made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
Same DNA.